I wonder if you have your Bible, please. Could you turn with me for a number of short readings? The first one is in Mark chapter 1. Mark chapter 1. And we'll read it verse 35. Mark chapter 1 and verse 35. And as we read these verses, it's not too difficult to find out the main thrust of my message tonight, as it was seen in the screen. Morning scenes in the life of Jesus, Mark chapter 1. And verse 35, and it says this: "And in the morning, rising up a great while before day, he went out and departed into a solitary place, and there prayed." Departed to a solitary place, and there prayed. Luke chapter 21. Luke chapter 21. And it's verse 38. Luke chapter 21 and verse 38. And we read this: "And all the people," notice how many, "all the people came early in the morning to him in the temple to hear him." All the people came early in the morning to hear him. Matthew chapter 27. Matthew 27. And verse 1. And in Matthew chapter 27 and verse 1, it says there, "When the morning was come, all the chief priests and the elders of the people took counsel against Jesus to put him to death." When the morning was come. Now Luke chapter 23. Luke chapter 23. Luke chapter 23. And this is the only kind of slightly extended reading. Luke chapter 23 and at verse 55. And there we read this. Luke chapter 23 and verse 55. "And the women also who were come with him from Galilee followed and beheld the sepulchre and how his body was laid. And they returned and prepared spices and ointments and rested in the Sabbath day according to the commandment." Now, upon the first day of the week, very early in the morning, they came unto the sepulchre bringing the spices which they had prepared and certain others with them. And they found the stone rolled away from the sepulchre, and they entered in and found not the body of the Lord Jesus. And it came to pass, as they were much perplexed about this, behold, two men stood by them in shining garments. And as they were afraid and bowed down their faces to the earth, they said unto them, Why seek ye the living amongst the dead? He is not here, he is risen. Remember how he spoke unto you when he was yet in Galilee, saying, The Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men and be crucified, and the third day rise again. And they remembered his words. When the morning was come. And the last reading is in John chapter 21. John chapter 21. And it's at verse 4. John 21 and verse 4. "But when the morning was now come, Jesus stood on the shore. But the disciples knew not that it was Jesus, and he said unto them, Children, have ye any food? They answered him, No. I just have five simple points to make tonight. First of all, When the morning was come, he prayed. The second reading, when the morning was come, he taught the people. The third reading was, when the morning was come, he went out to die. The fourth reading was, when the morning was come, he rose from the grave. And the last reading was, when the morning was come, he fed his disciples. Now, what an example we have of the Saviour in this first reading in Mark chapter 1. Because there we read in Mark chapter 1 that when the morning was come, he communed with his Father. It says he prayed, Mark chapter 1. Now, we know that this was not the only time that he prayed. You know that there's other places in the Scriptures we read that the Saviour at night went into the mountains and prayed. But I just want to home in on this little passage here. When the morning was come, he prayed. And I want you to notice two things. First of all, the time that he spent, and secondly, when it was. The time that he